to everyone. I'm Julius Rostas, a Roma activist and scholar from Romania. In my presentation, I am going to develop three main points. First, the inadequacy of minority protection to effectively protect Roma against hate speech. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic on Roma and the increased hate speech levels in Europe. And the third, the law enforcement officials' abuses against Roma, which adds up to the multiple forms of discrimination and racism that Roma are subjected to all over Europe. Let's start with the first point, the inadequacy of minority protection to effectively protect Roma against hate speech. Hate speech against Roma is an everyday occurrence, and since the COVID-19 lockdown, the public discourse on Roma has exhibited unacceptable levels of racism towards Roma. While there have been protest movements against racism and colonialism all over Europe, the racism and state violence directed against Roma in European societies has almost entirely been neglected. What makes Roma more vulnerable to hate crime than other minority groups in Europe and worldwide are the following. First, they are politically underrepresented. There are no strong political parties and no mainstream parties taking up issues faced by Roma and representing the general interests of the Roma. The second is the weak state institutions that fail to protect the rights of their citizens, including the Roma. And the third, and maybe the most important, is the persistent and widespread racism against the Roma, what we call anti-Gypsyism. The ethnicization of pandemic is a feature of the situation of Roma all over Europe. In the main narratives regarding the pandemic, Roma became the main responsible for spreading the disease. Politicians, law enforcement agencies, TV stations and social media frame the Roma as the source and the main vehicle in spreading the disease. The second point, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Roma and the increased hate speech levels in Europe. Minority rights are perceived by many as a benefit or extra rights for minorities. The recent COVID-19 pandemic revealed that social justice is not just a benefit for the marginalized, but rather a public good for the whole society. Social inequalities become more oppressive during the pandemic. Poverty, lack of access to basic services and public goods, such as water and basic infrastructure, combined with the restrictions on labor and free movement, further exacerbates the existing social inequalities. In order to ensure minimum subsistence for their families, members of the marginalized groups, such as Roma, are indirectly forced to break these restrictions. In addition, they are portrayed by law enforcement agencies as a social danger and those that spread the disease. Thus, during the pandemic, inequalities and racism become significant challenges for the entire society, not only for the marginalized groups. And the third point, the law enforcement officials' abuses against Roma. Law enforcement has been sporadically policing Roma communities. Now, during the pandemic, they showed up in a significant numbers to isolate these communities using force and sending a message that the society, that the Roma represent a significant danger. The excessive use of force during the interventions in Roma community was a constant in the past decades all over Europe. But the impunity for these abuses enjoyed by the law enforcement became even more visible during the pandemic. To give an example from Romania, but such incidents happen also in all over Europe, from Bulgaria, Macedonia, Serbia, but also in Western Europe. My example is from Romania. Following an incident in Bolintin, a village in South Romania around 40 kilometers from Bucharest, where police forces beat and tortured Roma that were on their property and having a grill in their garden, and the event was live on Facebook. To date, no charges were brought against the police officers that tortured Roma. Roma activists that had a meeting with the leadership of the Romanian police to mitigate the conflict. The identified solution was that the Roma activists should assist the police in isolating Roma communities. Of course, this is a non-solution, and we are still waiting for the justice to be served. Under the European legal framework, hate speech might fall under the discrimination law or penal law. The European anti-discrimination legal framework is very weak in protecting minorities against hate speech. The protection under the penal law and the hate speech is stronger, although some states do not properly define hate speech and hate crime. However, the number of cases under the penal law is very low, and in some countries, the number of penal cases based on hate speech are in single digits, if at all. I'll move now to the recommendations. My first recommendation is that the member states should monitor hate speech and racism against Roma and other minorities regularly, present disaggregated data on hate speech, and shame the other states that fail to protect the Roma and other minorities against hate speech. Then, the second recommendation is improve legal framework against hate speech, hate crime, and racism against Roma and other minorities. Member states should make sure that the law enforcement agencies abstain from promoting incitement to hatred and any instances of hate crime on the side of law enforcement officials are sanctioned. And the third, develop and facilitate programs and initiatives that addresses combating hate speech and racism, such as code of conducts for politicians and journalists, prizes for promoting inclusive discourses and practices for political actors and media. Thank you very much.